Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, and challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, God bless you. This is Dr. Joseph Walker, and you're tuned in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the podcast every single week we come together and we grow, we learn, we believe iron sharpens iron. And oh, I'm so excited to have you connected on today. This podcast is designed to bring you content that can help you get to the next level in your leadership. We believe that there's a leader evolving, emerging in all of us. And for that, we are consistently trying to make certain that we give you the tools that are necessary to be that next level leader. Now, next level leaders, we think differently. We move differently because we understand that there was a stewardship to our leadership. And as a consequence, a part of that is that we share this podcast with as many people as we can. I would hope that you would do that for us. Make sure you share this podcast. If you're listening to it, share it with three or four people. It is our desire to reach a million people, a million leaders, to unleash leadership and purpose over their lives. Speaking of purpose, I've got a brand new book. It's called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Get your copy, go on Amazon, look at josephwalker3.org, order your copy today. I want to be a blessing to you and also other books and content that are out there. I also would like you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. And of course, that's Facebook and all of that. Make sure you stay connected to us. And then I want to make sure you also check out, as you go on my website, find out when we'll be in your area or if you'd like us to come and do a workshop, teach leadership to your team. I would love to do that. Let us know. You can reach us right there on the website. We love to do it. Now, next level leaders are next level leaders. And we have a book club that I want you to be a part of. It's absolutely free. We've been reading some great books. And of course, we started the year off with Jefferson Fisher's book, The Next Conversation. And we've got book and book, 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 book after book. I'm telling you, just book, book, books. So come check it out. We'll send you the books that we're reading. And many of our authors are coming on. We've had so many authors, including Oprah, who's been on several times. So we want you to join us on Next Level Leader. All you got to do is text book club to 78228. Now, I'd like you to go over to YouTube and check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny and Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We want you to go there. Don't just go, but subscribe. Please do that for us. That would mean the world if you would go subscribe, and I would appreciate it so very much. So thank you in advance for just supporting and just being just so awesome with that. We love you and appreciate you for doing that, and that means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, today, I want to get into this topic. Y'all, this is a good one. The cost of our calling when purpose requires sacrifice. And I believe it's important to understand Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who writes, when God calls us, he bids us come and die. I think that's an important principle for all of us to understand because leadership really is tied to purpose. I talk about that in my book, Pursuit of Purpose. And one of the things I want you to understand is that purpose is not proven by intention. It's proven by what you're willing to give up. Let me say that again. Purpose is not proven by intention. You can have all the intention you want, but what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? When Jesus calls the 12 disciples, they had to walk away from what was familiar and go and trust something that was unfamiliar. They were willing to walk away from it. Abraham had to walk away from everything he knew in order to trust where God was taking him to fulfill purpose. And so there was a sacrifice tied to purpose and to our calling. And I want to talk about that today. And I want to give you these seven principles, as we always do, that I believe can be a blessing to your life. Here's the first, conviction over comfort. Now, let's think about this for a second. According to Gallup, only 21% of leaders strongly agree that they are comfortable making unpopular decisions. Only 21%, even when those decisions are right. Because most leaders stall not from a lack of vision, but fear of discomfort.
We don't like being uncomfortable. But let me tell you, when you are a next level leader, you have to get to a place where your conviction is greater than your comfort zone. You have to be willing to get out of the box, out of that which is comfortable. You see, conviction-driven leaders, they have certain traits. I want you to write these things down. They make decisions anchored in their values. Think about that for a second, because our convictions are tied to our values, what we hold dear, the things that shape our character. And so as a consequence, I make decisions not based on what's popular, what's comfortable, but what my value system leads me to do. Also, conviction-driven leaders are willing to lose approval to maintain alignment. It doesn't matter what I have to give up. It doesn't matter who doesn't like me. I just want to make certain I'm in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. Conviction-driven leaders also lead long-term, not emotionally. They're not episodic. Some people are just episodic because it's the flavor of the week or because this is what everybody else is doing or because it's trendy. You have to think about the long term. But see, comfort-driven leaders are different. And maybe you have to ask yourself, is this your problem, your challenge? Because they delay hard conversations because they don't want to rock the boat. Comfort-driven leaders, they drift toward consensus instead of clarity. They literally just want everybody to like them. But then they preserve peace at the expense of progress. Don't want to rock the boat. I'd rather just consistently stay at this level as long as everybody's happy versus go to the next level and experience the progress that you are to have in your organization or group. So Jeremiah, think about it for a moment in the Bible, did not enjoy preaching about judgment, but conviction kept him faithful when comfort would have silenced him. So it's important to think about this as you think about your conviction over comfort. Like, audit your leadership decisions and begin to think about where have you chosen ease over your ethics? Because if a decision preserves your comfort but compromises your calling, ladies and gentlemen, it's too expensive. Conviction is what clarifies direction when comfort clouds our judgment. So our first point today, wrap a bow around it, is that conviction must be greater than our comfort. Here's our second, sacrifice over the spotlight. Boy, oh boy, I believe it's so important to stop focusing on that spotlight. I tell people all the time, if the light that is on you is greater than the light that's in you, you're going to miss out on everything that you're supposed to do. So a Harvard Business Review study shows that leaders are overly focused on visibility and personal branding experience lower team trust and engagement over time. So if that's all you're focused on is visibility, you actually miss what true engagement looks like. So spotlight leaders are always trying to figure out, how does this make me look? Do I look good doing this? Will this grow my platform? But if you are a sacrificial leader, you're asking a different question. Who does this help? What does this mission require? You know, Jesus consistently avoided crowds when they wanted to elevate him prematurely because timing matters as much as truth. One of the things that my wife and I have discovered, we've been doing this YouTube ideation of Couple of Destiny, and we've just decided that we're not going to move and chase opportunities. We're going to allow those things to come to us because sometimes you can chase that light, you can chase it, and you may not be moving at the pace of the people, but you want to make certain that you're consistently doing what God has called you to do, and you're preparing yourself so that when the opportunity comes, you're prepared, you're ready, and your motive is right. So think about this for a moment. Sacrifice is what builds credibility before you even have visibility. What are you willing to sacrifice? What investments are you willing to make? Do that hard work right now. But also, if your leadership only works when people are watching, y'all, that's very fragile. That's not going to be healthy. And platforms should amplify purpose and never replace it. So make certain that you're focused on the main thing all the time, all right? Let's wrap up all around number two. Let's go to number three. Faith over your feelings. Now, this is a big one, because what I've discovered is that you have to be willing to get out of your emotions. I tell people all the time that often when you are a creature of emotion, sometimes it can cause a lack of devotion and consequently causing you a lot of commotion, right? So it's important to understand this leadership point, that research from McKinsey shows that emotionally reactive leaders are 37% more likely to make inconsistent decisions during times of pressure. Think about that. You know why? Because they are reacting versus responding. They are episodic. The enemy can pull their emotional strings quicker. Feelings are real, and we know that, but they're not reliable leadership filters. You have to make certain as a leader that you are measured, that you are in control of your thoughts and emotions. Because see, when you're in control, it anchors decisions and principles. My decisions are made based on values and principles, and I move forward despite uncertainty. I'm not going to be in my emotions of should I not? No, I'm going to be clear. And I'm going to lead consistently even while under pressure. Some of the best leaders in the world can lead even while dealing with parallel pressures. You see, Abraham moved without a map because faith doesn't require full disclosure, only full trust. So you have to ask yourself, can I lead? Can I move forward on faith and not on my feelings? Don't confuse emotional clarity with spiritual confirmation, guys. Just because you're in your feelings and it feels good doesn't mean that's spiritual confirmation. Because feelings should be acknowledged, but never obeyed. I cannot trust my feelings. One day I feel like it, the next day I don't. Faith is what keeps us moving when motivation runs dry. So I want you to really think about that, focus on that, wrap a bow around it. Let's go to number four, integrity over influence. Now, this is a big one because it is important to understand the power of integrity, trust. What does that mean? PwC Global Trust Survey found that 87% of employees say integrity is more important than charisma in leadership. Yet many organizations promote based on visibility alone. I have seen this, that people think charisma. Charisma can get it. Oh, they're good on their feet. Oh, they're so exciting. But let me tell you something, influence can be built quickly, but integrity is built slowly and lost instantly. So you have to be clear. You cannot build leadership on charisma alone. It's based on integrity. Integrity becomes the foundation. Joseph's integrity cost him influence temporarily, but positioned him for authority permanently. So what we want to do is understand what influence is and what integrity is. Because influence, I have, you know, people respect me, etc. But integrity is when I'm by myself and nobody's there. Am I really who I say I am? Because personality, charisma is like perfume, but integrity is how you really smell. So influence without integrity is only borrowed time. It's just a matter of time before it all blows up. Ask yourself, would people trust me if my title disappeared? You have to protect your name more than your network. The Bible says a good name is to be desired above precious oil. Isn't that something? So this is important. Here's number five, obedience over opportunity. Now, every opportunity, watch this, in your life must be an opportunity that is sent by God. I don't want anything that God doesn't send. And sometimes what happens is that we find ourselves misaligned because we're chasing the wrong opportunities. Not every door is a divine door. And so it's important that we understand this because we chase doors and we move in opportunities. We pass our cards out. We're running here and running there. But I want you to understand, the opportunity should never override instructions. Let me say it again. Opportunity should never override instructions. Obedience often requires saying no, even to good options. You have to learn how to even look at a thing and say no, even when people are saying, oh, you're crazy, but you got to be obedient and know that that door may not be for you because your long-term success favors discipline and alignment over rapid growth. Don't be so caught up trying to blow up so quick that you don't have a level of discipline in your life. Here's number six, servanthood over status. Oh, we're the servant leaders today. We need to have people who understand this principle because servant leadership is key. Because if you're going to be a servant, that means you have higher engagement, lower burnout, and greater loyalty. Write that down. When you have a servant leader model, you have higher engagement, lower burnout, and greater loyalty. Because servant leadership doesn't weaken your authority, it strengthens your influence. You're willing to roll your sleeves up, work with your team, work in collaboration. That's why I wrote that book, No Opportunity Wasted, because I felt that it was time for us to move out of hierarchical models of leadership and move into collaborative models, because servant leadership is so important. Jesus Christ himself washed feet while knowing he was still king. Security allows us to serve. Titles don't make leaders, y'all. Posture does. If people can't reach you, I promise you, they'll never follow you. The higher you go, the lower your posture must become. Got that? Now, let's really think through and review what we talked about, because these principles are so important before we go to number 7. And I really want us to really think through this and process. The first thing we talked about in this cost of calling, it is about conviction over comfort. What are you doing? Are you moved by your values, or you're trying to stay in safe places? Number 2, we talked about sacrifice over the spotlight. It's not about me. It's about sacrificing, getting myself out of the way. Are you in your own way? Thirdly, we talked about faith over feelings. Coming to a place where you recognize that you're not moved by your emotions, but that you're moved by faith that is static, that is always the same. But then also having integrity over influence, not the perception of people, but actually having integrity, having values when you're by yourself that can sustain you long term. And we talked about obedience over opportunity. Lord, is this the door? Is this the opportunity? It may look good, but all money ain't good money. You get it? And number 6, servanthood over status. I want to serve because it creates higher engagement, lower burnout, and greater loyalty. Here's number 7. Write this one down. Destiny over distraction. Let me tell you something. Studies from the University of California, Irvine show that it takes an average of 23 minutes to refocus after distraction. It costs us hours of productivity every single day. I tell people that I mentor all the time, focus is the key to your success. Distraction is not always sinful, but sometimes distraction is just being misaligned. Nehemiah refused distractions, disguised his invitations, because destiny demands focus. Sometimes the enemy will try to come and give you an invitation or say, come do this, but it's all about distraction. Let me tell you what to do in this season. Eliminate distractions that dilute your direction. Ask yourself, is this urgent or is it just loud? Because focus is spiritual discipline, guys, not just productivity and skill. Let me tell you something. The calling on your life will cost you comfort, convenience, and confirmation. But what it gives you is clarity, credibility, and conviction. I want you to know that's what's priceless. I want you to really receive these words today, walk in them. Let me know what you think about them. Let me know how this podcast has blessed you. I hope as a next level leader, you get it. There is something extraordinary happening in your life, and I want to see it come to pass. I want to thank you once again for just listening. I want you to share. I want you to subscribe. I want you to let me know that you're following me at Joseph Walker 3. If this episode has blessed you, let me know that. I appreciate you so much, and I'm so grateful for all of you that support Next Level Leader Podcast. We're going higher and higher this year, and I want you to go with us. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray God's blessings be upon you. Until next time, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. This is Next Level Leader Podcast. You be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.